19th, 1988, and this is just a little bit later on in the evening from the end of the tape on August 13th, on the previous tape, I guess that was 117. Dustin and I took a walk, I wish I had a tape recorder with me, and talked all about his deepest feelings, about how he was, I told him about grants and how grants worked and how university pays me and all that. He was very interested in grants. And then the cat came out and followed us, and I talked to him about eventually he put down his bike. He was riding his bike. We were talking about grants, so we were talking about computers too and how he didn't want to type. He couldn't type, and therefore he had a hard time with computers. And then he put down his bike, and we started walking. And I said, you know, Mom and I have been talking, and we think that we're maybe a little too rough on you, and that you're a really wonderful boy, and we've been too critical of you, and we worry that you're too critical of yourself. And he just thought that was the greatest idea, and he had all sorts of things to say about how we had been too critical on him, of him, and how so-and-so had been too rough, and how he wanted to really go out on a double date with Ben Barnes in Chatham summer camp, and that because he couldn't, he was going to contemplate suicide or something. I don't think he was very serious about this, but he did say it, and so on and so forth. So we had a nice long talk about... having faith in yourself and all this. Okay, here we go. Ross is going to tell me what's been happening. What's the name of this soap opera?
One Life to Live.
One Life to Live. It's a big scheme that's been falling apart, and it's Friday, and they're leaving us cliffhanging.
Okay.
This was a good declare I made.
Yeah, okay, very good.
Nice. Eclair.
Okay. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Shut up, Mark.
Okay. In the beginning, there were like four guys. Lord Henry, the Englishman. Elizabeth, an American. Alf, an Australian guard. And Patrick London, who has gone through laser surgery to look like Bo Buchanan. Okay. And Patrick London has this hatred for the Buchanans because they did everything rotten to him. One young member took away his girlfriend, Cordero Roberts. Mm-hmm. And they just, everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And then, this scheme's been going on. They were, what's his face? No, the fake Bo. What's his name? Patrick. Patrick London had laser surgery to look just like Bo Buchanan. And for 9 months now, well, it seems like 9 months, he's been impersonating Bo Buchanan. And he's been secretly taking over Buchanan Enterprises. Mm-hmm. And the scheme is that he takes over Buchanan Enterprises, mm-hmm. and Lord Henry and Elizabeth get the money, and Patrick London.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the scheme is falling totally apart. You see, what was the old man's name, Mom? What was the old man? No.
Henry? Lord Henry?
Yeah, Lord Henry. Lord Henry has died from a heart problem.
Heart attack.
Caused by Garth, his servant, who secretly wants to marry his daughter, Joanna.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Yeah.
And all this time... Should I get into the Robert thing?
Okay, this guy, Robert
Cornell,
has been blackmailed into marrying
Lord Henry's
daughter, Joanna, for as long as Bozeman impersonated.
As a form of protection,
because if he hadn't, Lord Henry would get the mob after his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, finally...
Did you tell about the imprisonment?
Oh, yes. Bo Buchanan, his wife, Dee Dee, and his friend, and Dee Dee's friend, Delilah, went on a trip to London.
Mm-hmm.
And they were captured by, Alf and Elizabeth and Patrick London and Lord Henry, and kept captive for as long as Bo has been impersonated. And just today, everything is falling apart. Let's see. They tried to kill Asa Buchanan, Cord Buchanan, and the real Bo Buchanan, who had escaped.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to kill them with gas.
Oh my God.
But the police blew open the door and freed them.
Oh my God.
And there was this secret bomb shelter where these... where Delilah and them were being held. And they found the bomb shelter because Bo knew about it.
Uh-huh.
And they found Delilah, but they didn't find Dee Dee. And now Patrick London, who looks just like Bo, has taken Dee Dee captive.
Mm-hmm.
And now Garth is somehow wrapped up in this.
Where's Garth?
He got hit on the head by a vase. So did Alf.
So they're captured already.
Uh-huh.
Yes, okay. This is quite a scene today.
You see that.
It's been, for the last 3 days, things have been happening rather wildly.
Okay. Okay, well, let's, thanks for this. Thanks for this story. Okay.
Dad.
Yes, sir. Mark wants to add something. Mark wants to add
something. Wait, let me press it. Please, hold on. I just want to add
Now, okay, so Ross was interested, but you didn't really streak, right? Okay. What about taking boats out? Were you interested in that?
Mm-hmm. We took them out a lot.
And to which one?
Paddle boats, and rowboats, and canoes.
No sailboat?
No.
That's tougher, isn't it?
No, well.
Yeah, okay. Will you allow to take the rowboat out by yourself? You were? No adult.
Pass the bread. Can anybody overnight?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, you want to tell Ross what we did?
Okay.
What did you do?
Go ahead, I'll take it.
Nothing much.
Yeah, we had fun, but I mean, oh yeah, we saw these jugs, these people on these.
That door, to the top of that door. They were on on unicycles juggling.
Where?
Unicycles that were as high, the seat was almost as high as that door. I mean,
yeah. Where?
At that where?
Hmm?
Where?
Oh, try, Mark. Give it a try.
at the place where the video is.
Is it Bessemer or is it at Deer Valley?
Monroeville
Palace? Monroeville Mall?
I don't know.
Mark.
You can do better than that. You can describe it better than that, Mark.
Toys R Us. Toys R Us?
Was it here in Churchill? Was it here in Churchill, Mark?
Huh? Where you got your game?
Quit guessing. Mark.
What?
Nobody's going to talk anymore. Just tell.
You just tell us where it was.
Where what was? Oh, come on! Oh, the jugglers. Okay.
No, Mark, the jugglers.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't see them.
Now, Mark, I want to hear where they were.
Oh, okay. Near Daddy's work, I know that.
Very good, Mark.
See?
Where at Daddy's work?
I was trying to think of the name.
Okay. You don't know the name, that's why you can't.
Yeah. I know the name.
Dad, you're brilliant.
You know?
Yes, you know? I know it.
What does that do with our Andrew? Does that have something to do with Andrew Carnegie?
Huh? Oh, Carnegie. It was in the Carnegie Museum. Not in the Carnegie Museum. But it was in Carnegie.
Carnegie Mellon.
Carnegie Mellon.
University.
Carnegie Mellon University or Carnegie Mellon?
Carnegie Mellon University.
What is a Mellon?
It's a family. Just like Carnegie is a family and McQueen is a family.
I thought it was a
Mellon.
No. I shouldn't.
And what part of Carnegie Mellon University was it in, Mark? What did we go over there to do before we came to see? What were we going to do?
Before
winter,
we were
going to
eat.
We were going to eat, so it was in the dining hall.
In the dining hall.
Ross, do you know the name of the dining hall at Carnegie Mellon University?
Mark's tooth!
It's just about ready to come. That's a baby tooth, by the way.
I know.
Because does anyone know the name of the dining hall at Carnegie Mellon University?
Daddy.
Cafeteria.
The building is called Skibo.
But don't learn it too much because it's going to be ripped down anyway.
What about that? What
sure.
About the cafeteria in Skibo?
It's called Tartan Grill.
Huh?
Tartan Grill.
No, it isn't.
And the other one's called Scotland Yard.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And why do they all have Scottish names?
Do you want any more meat?
Very good. Right, Mark? Isn't that right? See, Ross?
Yeah!
What else did we see besides Joe?
Terrace.
Really? What else?
Terrace, really? No, Doug, really?
No.
Oh. Yes, we did.
Sort of.
Mark, you must have looked in the mirror.
Mark,
yeah.
What else did we see, Mark?
Penis terrace.
What?
Oh, sorry. No,
that's on the tape, Ross. Bring it.
I'm sorry.
It was really rough.
No, he really isn't. He really isn't.
I'm going to leave it on the tape because that's a good representation of the way you really are. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't want to lie about it. It's going to stay there.
It's true. Hey, Mr. Tape, it's true.
And when we publish the book about this, it's going to be in there.
Holy heck.
Yeah.
If you have any pride,
you'll clean it up.
You'll clean up your act.
Oh, God. You're actually publishing this thing?
Uh-huh.
You swore on tape.
I did.
Yeah,
I
am.
It'll be in there.
He yells at Dad, you!
He thinks it's funny now.
Yeah.
But when he runs for president, they'll say,
I'll throw it up in your face.
When he was 8 years old, he used a dirty word.
How about that?
No, I thought every time everyone punched him in the face, he said thank you.
Right.
Well, Mark, you didn't punch him in the face.
Yeah,
huh?
That's not exactly
right. Thank you.
Try to get back to the topic at hand, okay?
Yeah. What else happened, Mark?
We drank, we breathed, and we lived.
What did you eat?
We ate in the cafeteria.
Hamburgers and french fries, right? And what little animal did we see?
Rabbit.
What kind of rabbit did we see?
Special rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
A pet rabbit.
Mm-hmm. And who had it?
Were they juggling rabbits?
Oh, God!
Mark, you tell the most boring stories. You know,
this is really boring, Mark.
I know.
You haven't said diddly.
It was really interesting, but the way Mark tells it, it comes out really boring. You know Mark?
It was really cool, man. Everyone was laying back and forth juggling.
That's better, Mark.
These guys were going back and forth on four wheels juggling.
Unicycles, Mark. Yeah, you used to look.
Juggling unicycles.
Juggling unicycles, sure.
They're going back and forth on these high units, and they're juggling, and they went back and forth juggling, juggling.
Butter, please.
And there's also this cool rabbit, he can do a flip. On the unicycle? Yeah. There's this cool rabbit, just kidding. There's this cool rabbit, a pet rabbit, he is really cute. And also there was,
Wait, the pet rabbit did a backflip.
Yeah.
No.
Who
did? Farflip. Oh, okay. Anyway, just kidding.
Did he?
No.
Who did the flip then?
No one.
What was the pet rabbit's name, Mark?
Flip!
Flip?
Ray Rogers.
No one was not.
Ray Rogers.
It was Freud. Did you remember anything?
Yeah.
It was Freud.
No, I was Ford.
No, it was
that
Freud.
That kind of car?
No, it was Freud.
You could see their little wheels.
It was Freud.
Mark, you're so
and what did Mark find in Daddy's work?
A screaming tape.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of toys did you find?
Robots. A robot hopper. A gold knight in shining armor. And my arm.
Three robot hoppers.
Huh?
Three robot hoppers.
Yeah. And our set of Nerfles.
Right. And what book did you finish?
The encyclopedia.
There you go. Now, how did you finish?
Mark, finish that bread.
And you buttered.
So you even buttered the fork.
You buttered the fork. You want to finish the fork too, Mark?
I didn't finish Narnia yet.
You didn't finish what?
Narnia.
Cool, I didn't expect you to finish it. Oh yeah, that was your week. This was this week. You haven't finished.
Let's do, Mom.
I think in honesty, we'll just have to skip this week.
Why?
Because you haven't done anything for it, and it's Sunday. You know, Mommy and I have talked about that before. And this business of carrying the allowance over till Mondays and stuff. You didn't do any poetry, right?
Well,
yeah,
but
or drawings, right? Oh, you did, and you threw it away.
Well, that's handy.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't.
That's
do
like
I was reading Narnia at the time.
I see. Well,
that was smart.
That was a good idea, but
I did it in my head, but then I didn't
know what I mean.
I yeah. In other words, you didn't do it.
Oh, I think I just forgot it.
How much of Narnia have you read?
Well, it doesn't count then.
No, maybe you can finish it.
That's Ritik.
We start now. Start now. Something comes up. Maybe. You'll have something really busy on Thursday or Friday. You never know. It's always good to finish it a little bit early.
Dad, that's Richie, please.
What?
I didn't ask you for
Richie. What if I finish it today?
That'll be therapy. Mm-hmm. You don't understand. I mean, you could certainly have been watching the TV.
He'll die.
I don't want you up there. I don't want you up at 10:30 at night trying to finish it.
My tooth fell out. I just touched it with my tongue and it fell out.
Wow!
Congratulations, Mark. Congratulations. Okay. And we're about saving it and putting it under your pillow.
He's like throwing it across the table.
If you watch any TV at all tonight, deal's off, okay? No chance. Because there's no way you can finish.
No chance, or are you not giving me a chance?
Both.
What if I finish it before TV?
If you finish Narnia, and I can quiz you on it, not one of those deals that you did on Hobbit where you read the last part so fast you didn't understand it. Okay? And then say it was a lame ending because you didn't read it properly. Mm-hmm.
How much money do I get?
11 o'clock.
How much money, Mom, late. Dad? How much money do I get for 11. Dropping out my tooth? How much money do I get for dropping out my tooth? For spitting out my tooth?
10:30 to 11, something like that.
Dad, how much do I get for spitting out my tooth?
Or else you're excused and you have to work solid on Narnia.
Dad, guess what?
Oh, it's all going to be Tooth Fairy money on this one.
Huh?
It's all Tooth Fairy money. You think we ought to give you some special? It wasn't a problem, too.
So what?
I
what the heck? This thing is, it's a baby and the thing hasn't even started growing. The last one was growing. I got it before. I got it early, and that's better. I should get more money than I did last time. Because I pulled it out sooner.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think you should get?
What did I get last time? Not counting Tooth Fairy.
$5.
I don't know. I guess 8.
That's crazy. That's too much for something that didn't take 7? Anything. I think 5 is fair.
6? 5, 5:50. I'm gonna have to start taking speeching lessons again. What? 5.
Honey, you have to take braining lessons.
5, 5, 5.
Mikey, it's 5. It's not your tummy that lists. It's your little brain.
5, 5. Let me check. 5.
That's perfect.
5.
It was beautiful.
5.
Yeah, not bad.
Well, the air blows out because...
As long as it doesn't blow up, it's
5.
I can do it a little bit. Yeah.
5. 5. 5.
Yeah,
here, let me try this. 5.
Here. Put it on the table there so you don't lose it.
Where do I put this? I mean, should I put it in a wrapper or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here, I'll put it in.
No, little plastic bag.
Okay.
No, it's not. need a guide and decide what program you want to watch and decide if that's the most important program. Or you can watch Discovery Channel. That's the other one. Discovery Channel is for free. Okay, you can watch anytime you want, you can watch Discovery Channel. Because that's always good for your mind.
What about Mr. Wizard?
Mr. Wizard, Discovery Channel, or Arts and Entertainment. Okay? But not all Nickelodeon counts.
Well, Mr. Wizard is part of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, not all of it counts, though. Only some Nickelodeon. Things like you can't do that on television do not count.
How about,
You're not.
Wait, wait, just one.
What?
What did you say? What was your example? What were you going to say?
You read, Spike. No, you stay out of there and don't talk to him, Mark. He's not there. Pretend he's not there, Mark. I'm not going to bring anything to you. You have your eyes buried in that book, Simon.
Great.
Yeah, I know, I do. Good, let's get out of here. Keep on distracting you too much. He's a good little boy, Mark. You know that? That little Spike is crazy as well. Sometimes he's very silly, but usually he's very good.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have this on. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
We were talking all about the Zeos and everything. This looks like the rest of the day I didn't have it.
Yeah, you were. You know it, Dad.
I didn't
know it. I bet you just thought that I
had it. I didn't know it. Sometimes I leave the pause on and I said, yeah. Honest.
Okay. Is it going?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's going.
Yeah, but it wasn't before.
Oh.
We were saying all those interesting things about videos.
I got a lot of good information yesterday, but you didn't get it recorded.
What was it about?
Well, I did a lot of talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
recorded some of it, didn't I?
None. I also sang into it.
Oh. What kind of songs did you sing?
Well, I grabbed the fat thing.
I'm fat.
And I sung a couple of songs.
You did? Like what? La 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 la. Yeah.
No, not that.
La, la, la.
That's hard.
Okay.
I sang Twister.
Uh-huh.
Good Old Days and Fat.
Yeah. Good Old Days is pretty horrible, though. Mm-hmm. That's horrible stuff.
Do you remember Sweet Michelle? She was my high school romance. She was.
It's really horrible. I don't like that. And that's almost as bad as Tom Lear, remember? That horrible Tom Lear song?
Or worse.
I never will recall the little girl next door. She sure looks sweet in her first evening gown. Now there's a price on what she used to give for free in my hometown.
So, what's so bad?
That's too bad. Well, she became a prostitute.
Oh.
And that's not as bad as the one that Weird Al did.
Huh.
Where he leaves her out in the desert, that's what's worse.
Dad, this is a joke. How could he go out there, be carrying a chair on his back and a razor on his... how could he be carrying a razor and drag her, a chair, drag her a razor and a chair, all the way into the desert, tie her up into the chair, shave off all of her hair, and leave her in the desert? That's impossible. I mean, it'd be really hard to do that.
But there are some weird people around, I want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
You're really weird, crazy weird. I mean, you're friendlier. I mean, there's some people that are, like, got something wrong with their heads, like, seriously bad.
Oh, trigger happy dog.
Kill people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Cut them up with knives.
I just call them trigger happy people.
Yeah, people like slasher types.
Oh, slashers, they're Freddy.
Yep.
In real life, in person, he talks to the kids and he's really friendly.
I know.
He talks to kids and he's really nice to kids.
So did you know Elaine? Do you know Elaine at work?
Yeah.
She was on the jury at the courthouse and they had a trial. And there
what?
A trial for homicide. Two guys had killed a man. Really, they cut him up with a knife.
Mm.
Isn't that sick? Makes it kind of disgusting, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It was in Pittsburgh 3 years ago. Somebody did that. He was a nice man, too, if they cut up.
Who was he?
He was just a regular guy. 38 years old, just about your dad's age.
What?
Why did they kill him?
Did he work
in
your
place? Yeah, he was a driver.
Did you know him?
No. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
16-year-old kids.
Oh. Were they guilty?
Yeah, they were guilty and got sent to life imprisonment.
Hmm?
They're going to stay in jail for the rest of their lives.
That's worth it.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why don't they just put them in the... I have an idea. Yeah. They should invent a new punishment. People line up. Three people... Three perfect archery people line up with arrows, bows and arrows, sharpened, really sharp, and one other person in the middle stands there while the person is stuck in a electric chair.
Oh, Mark, that's horrible.
And all things happen at once.
Oh, Mark, that's disgusting. I wouldn't want to see that.
Wally's tickled with a feather.
Your money goes out.
One, two.
When you stay in another country.
One, two.
Yeah,
tax part. Or something like that. That's not
October 26th.
Yeah.
Unless you have a balance of trade, which means... The balance of in-going, out-going, incoming, out-going stuff. That's the balance of trade.
Well, it's like a family, right?
Income.
If I end up spending more money than I earn, we go into debt, right? Mommy and I spend more money, or you. Those of you start spending too much money. You've gone into debt, haven't you?
Yes, with you too.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never spent enough money to, like, lose all our money.
No, yours, though.
No, that's
good. Mine I would, yes.
If you were a little country.
Oh.
You'd be in debt.
You'd be in debt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have to borrow from another country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you just give... If you have food, give them food and you'll get money.
Well, he has to sell something.
Mm-hmm. Make bracelets and sell them.
Right now, he sells his work.
That would be
Ross
export.
Sells his work, right? For allowances. Mm-hmm. Homework, you work, and good behavior.
Kind of.
That's how he gets his paid his allowance.
But...
If he doesn't get good behavior, he doesn't get allowance.
That wouldn't work in the real world.
Yeah. You'd be surprised, yeah.
pain. Okay. So I can go and get a job. Oh, you mean scientist.
Yeah. Right.
I mean just grab a holiday and then start reading it. Okay, give me some money.
Some people do that.
They read the
books. That's pretty much what I do.
They read the books to see if they're any good.
That's true. Yeah, that's what I do. I read a lot. And they pay me for reading a lot and being smart.
Hey, I think
you're totalitarian.
Oh, yeah. Totalitarian.
Sorry you don't like that. I'm going to like it. Cupcakes.
Oh, is this for your school?
Mm-mm. It's for calories.
It's for me. For us,
oh, darling.
The cat is mine. The cat is mine.
Oh, my darling.
I said to Doug that the cat.
Well, let me have a bite of him.
He's just a vanilla cat, and the other one's a chocolate.
Mm-hmm. He purposely did that. What do you mean? He didn't get me a cat.
There's only one.
These were the only two left.
That's right.
In the whole place.
I don't think it was on purpose, though.
No. Your daddy never does anything bad on purpose. Your daddy's a pretty
book. He's a darling kitty. He's a darling kitty. That's a pretty book.
That's
a good tasting black chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool!
Look, this darling tail.
Totally rad. His head
oh my
is
god,
candy.
He took his head off.
No, that's so disgusting.
Is it candy?
Mark, don't you feel a little bit horrible eating a cat's head?
I think somehow feel this is wrong.
It's wrong to
May we
a
see
cat.
The cat again, please?
You can adjust his head if you want.
Nice kitty.
Nice kitty.
You can adjust his
head. And he's still smiling.
He's still smiling.
I'll drown him.
Yeah, you can have the candy.
Oh, thank you.
You can have the candy, did you?
Yeah.
Nice candy.
Put it right, just dunk it in.
I can't look.
Ryan, you want avocado there?
No. I'm starting to worry about how late we're going to be up here.
I know.
Sugar.
Here, have some. Thank you.
Mark, it's colored sugar. You have to have some.
Sure. And
pure sugar, that's what you have to have.
Pure
sugar. Cool.
I think Mark has enough sugar.
Is the rice off?
I hope it is.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Oh, you want a bite?
Try to be gross and funny.
Is it?
Like, gracious, there couldn't be any money in that field. Hey, clue me in. How do we tell the good guys from the bad guys around here anyway?
Yeah, that's right.
The bad guy was saying that.
Yeah.
And look, And if I know, if you must know, I gave them to a pair of robots.
Right.
And they're right here.
And we were talking yesterday about why people have to die. Did you figure that out?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about that? You just want to read your thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when you finish.
The people that there, they were mostly the ones who were throwing stuff.
Yeah.
At the people down below.
Wait, which were the ones doing all the shooting? Were they the Scots Guards or the...
The Scots Guards?
Mm-hmm.
No. Scots Guards did most, because they were the army people.
How about the Beefeaters?
Yeah, the Beefeaters did that, and...
Come in, Mom.
The Lifeguards.
The Lifeguards, And which are the Lifeguards are the ones that are mounted on horses, right?
No, that's one Lifeguard.
One Lifeguard on horses.
There's one mounted lifeguard and two lifeguards.
Well, we can't give you any more of those Queen Elizabeth soldiers for Christmas.
At least, huh?
We can't give you any more because if we give them all to you, you'll defeat the Turks so bad the Turks will never have a chance.
Sure.
We'll have to get some Turks for you.
Well, no, I can do many different episodes.
You can have other people alive with the Turks, too.
Pronounce California, California,
or
California.
California.
How do I say it? I say California. California.
Oh, I used to call it California.
California.
My mother used to call it California, and she would call Utah, Utah. Of course, she only did this when she was on the border coming in.
What?
And it really upset the border.
What are they called?
Border Patrol?
Border Patrol.
California Chiefs.
She would only speak in Spanish to them. I say, where were you born? Utah. Or maybe Merlin Board. California.
California cheesesteaks.
Are they real?
California freestyle.
I wanted to tell the tape recorder something.
What?
Yesterday, Rossum, we were talking about pollution.
Yeah.
And I said, what would you do about pollution? What was it you said you'd do?
I'd stop it. Ha ha.
College, sue the butts off people who make the pollution and spend it on cleaning the air.
Yeah, become a lawyer. Finish college, become a lawyer. Yeah. Sue the butts off the people who do the pollution and then spend the money on cleaning up the air.
That's
Ross. That's Ross's idea. Did you make that up all yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty clever boy, huh?
Why don't you sue one for $1 million and then go use that on there, stopping abortion?